Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, well, this one came to us on Facebook, and she wants to be anonymous, so let's give her a name. She probably wants to be anonymous because she's talking smack about her mother-in-law. Future mother-in-law.
Let's call her Patty.
Patty. All right, Patty said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not wanting my fiance's mother to spend the night in the hospital with us when he goes in for surgery? We're going to be at the hospital for 5 nights, and I know hospitals don't have enough room for 3 people to sleep. So am I the jerk for having him tell his mom she can't spend the night in the hospital with us, but I'm staying? Please help me out. What was her name again?
Patty.
Patty, that's right.
Patty, okay, with the problem.
Patty. Patty is basically wanting to know if she's the jerk for kicking out the mom for her. Is it the mother-in-law or the wifey is the problem we're dealing with today?
And that's, and you're going to make the man do
girl
it too? Oh, dog.
Tell a mom you can't come, but I can come.
You burst him, but I burst some for him. You hear me?
It's 5 nights in the hospital. You can't come?
Yeesh.
Ended it with, I want to be anonymous. Shocking, right?
Crazy.
I don't know what the surgery's for. She did not say.
But it's got to be extensive if you're going to be there for five days in recovery.
Nobody's in the hospital. That's a long one. Yeah, that's a big one.
Got to be open something
that's
surgery.
That's a big one.
Right. It's a major surgery, mm-hmm. I'd guess. Dog, that's his mother.
Yeah.
But you're his wife.
Well, fiance.
Well,
might as well be.
You know what I mean.
You're together. You're the woman he's with.
You're the mate. You've made the choice. Like, you've made that conscious choice. Like, a man and a woman, when they get together, they start their own family, right? Mm. A man normally don't leave, quote unquote, his mother until he has, you know, a potential mother for his own. If you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're saying that it's okay because he's in a relationship with her.
And they're clearly deep into it, right? Mm. They're gonna get married. He has chosen his partner. She might take some precedent over parent now.
What I think is interesting is how it's her asking, not him. It's like, what does he want? How do you know what he wants?
Yeah.
Is that what he wants? Or are you assuming that's what he wants? Because you don't want the mom there. Is it you don't want the mom there or he doesn't want the mom there?
Hold up.
That's where I went in my mind was, who are you to decide who he has in the room?
Hold up,
This is just like when a woman has a baby. Nobody can tell her who's in there but her. That means the baby daddy can't even come in if I don't say so.
That is true.
So it's up to him.
It really is. I hadn't even thought about
you
that.
Know?
But it is 100% up to him. She got nothing in that decision.
Nothing.
It sounds like it's a her thing because she's like, am I the jerk if I make him tell his mom? Because he ain't going to tell his mom unless she told him to tell his mom.
She did say having him tell his mom, which is even worse.
So he's the one that's got to do it.
What does he think?
Son.
That makes me think she's the jerk.
Right.
Because it's like, well, does he want his mom there?
But she wants to be the one to take care of him.
This is the classic, you know, I've only been married once.
For sure.
And never again. I had a great relationship with my mother-in-law, I felt like. So I don't, but you all the time you see these people go, I can't stand my mother-in-law. These women, boom, boom, they bump heads because they both want to be the matriarch. And you can't both be the matriarch.
Nah, you can't
you
both be.
You just can't.
In your own households, sure. Yeah. But now you're outside of the household. You're in a public space. Who takes precedence? The mother or your woman? Dog.
That's what makes this so hard. This is the moral dilemma.
I initially lean towards not the jerk.
For sure.
I really do. But then you got these layers going, and I'm like, ooh.
I'm just saying.
You know what? I don't even want to decide.
I don't either. Let's let everybody else. Everybody, there's people triggered right now. Trust me.
Guaranteed.
Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
1-414-533-1037. That is the number you can call or you can text. Somebody texted in and said, super weird if he wants his mom there. I'm 40 and I call my mom when I need her, man.
No, not weird at all.
I don't think you ever stop calling your mom or dad if you sometimes.
Major surgery? Mommy.
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 Come here.
Mommy, please. Mommy sopa.
Which maybe points to that she's wrong for this, which would make her the jerk.
Yeah.
Ooh. Somebody else, people are saying jerk, not jerk. Okay, well, we were going to talk to you next. I can't wait to hear what people say.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, today on the show, Patty wrote in, Facebooked us. You can always write in, am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com or slide into the DMs like she did.
It's encouraged.
It's basically the age old, who gets to come to the hospital with the man, the wifey or the mom?
The chicken or the egg. For real though.
Because she wants to be anonymous and she said, am I the jerk for not wanting my fiance's mom to spend the night at the hospital with us when he has surgery and goes in? He's going to be in there for 5 nights. She said, there's not enough room, I don't think.
I don't think.
Lindsay is in Muskego this morning. Let's pull her up.
No, don't get stressed. It's gonna get
oh, Lindsay, good morning.
Oh, no.
Four, no? She's on four.
What?
Yes, we got her. I see her. Whoop. Oh, Lindsay. Whew, phew. Lindsay.
You got nervous.
Oh, my gosh. Lindsay, good morning. Lindsay? Where'd she go? Where'd she go?
Here. I'm here.
What, are you muted
you
us?
You good?
Are you okay?
Okay, we got you. We good. We're here. You're
hey,
here.
Lindsay. Hey, how's it going, girl?
Good morning.
Lindsay.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you there?
Oh my God. I'm here.
What's going on? Can you turn your radio down? I'm not sure what's happening right now.
Is there a little confusion?
I have it on the radio.
Okay, good.
Okay.
You've been on the radio many a times. This is the only time we've had a weird moment with you. You all right?
I'm good. I didn't want to go, so maybe that's why.
Country. Maybe. Who knows?
This is Lindsay, right?
Yeah, Lindsay from Muskego.
Okay. And we just met Lindsay this weekend.
You did. Yeah. I was dressed as Wreck-It Ralph with my hubby and son.
It was nice to meet you. It was nice. DZ and I got to meet you at Trunk or Treat.
It was
so,
a good time.
Lindsay.
Mm-hmm. She's a jerk, guys.
Oh, she went right to it. She said, no, she's a jerk, guys.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
She's a jerk for two reasons. Sometimes people just need their moms.
Amen.
I love you, but sometimes you just need your mom. When I'm sick, all I want is my mom to still come rub my head, and I'm almost 40. Like, mom, can you just come rub my head? I don't feel good.
Please,
she
mom.
She never does, but sometimes that's all you want.
She never does.
But
I call her.
He's going to drive you crazy post-op. You're going to need someone to give you a break, girl. Like, you need someone to come give you a break from your man who's driving you crazy because he's in pain, he's whining.
Get married, they said. She's right. Like, no. She's like, dude. She's like, have the mom come so you ain't got to deal with him.
Well, so, something that I keyed in on.
You can take turns dealing with it.
That's right. The thing, work together.
Well, Lindsay, something that I keyed in on, she wasn't saying mom can't come. She's just saying she doesn't want mom to stay there. You feel me? So she just doesn't want her sitting there 24-7 while they're here. Yeah. Right.
I mean, potato.
Ooh.
She's not wrong. It's basically saying I don't want you around when you're not even the patient.
Yeah.
True.
Like, give someone a bad taste in the mouth. Like, hey, come here for 2 minutes and then you gotta leave.
But you can't spend the night. It. And so, let somebody tell me that about Owen or Hudson.
Yeah,
let them
try.
How
let them
tell is that conversation?
Let Owen's partner go, yeah, you can't come and spend the night at the hospital with us.
Be like, oh yeah?
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah?
Hmm.
Oh really?
Bet.
You know where you're going to be sleeping on the bench outside the hospital because I'm going to be sleeping in the hospital.
You going to fight me for it or what?
Step up, my guy. All right. Thanks for calling, Lindsay. We'll
Thank
talk
you
to you later.
Have a good one.
You too.
She didn't miss a beat.
Not a beat. Well, on the front end, a little bit.
Just a little. Amanda's in Waukesha this morning. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey.
Now, Lindsay didn't miss a beat. She said jerk before I could even ask the question. So.
Big old jerk.
Ooh.
Second big old jerk. Let me guess. You're married.
I am.
All these wives are like, jerk.
I am. And my mother-in-law would fight me if I told her she could not come. But here's my bigger reason why she's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
She wants this man who's dealing with pain, who's dealing with the surgery, whatever else, to be the one to have that conversation.
Ooh, she's
putting stuff on him he doesn't have time for right now.
That part.
If she wants to work that out, she needs to stop being a little girl and talk to the mom herself.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. We always say, you know, like, deal with it. You'd go deal with it.
Right.
But then...
own up to it.
But then, you know what somebody else is going to say back to that? They're going to go, well, where's he in all this? Why isn't he talking to his mom? Well, it goes both ways. You know what I mean?
Because he's in a lot of pain.
And he wants her there.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. And we all want our mommies.
And he's afraid to tell his future wife that he wants his mom there.
Yep. And like Lindsay said, she's going to get sick of him. And maybe if she were to phrase it like, these couches are uncomfortable, this recliner is uncomfortable, I want you to be comfortable, I'll take the night shift, you can take the day shift.
Well, and why don't you just go home and come back in the morning?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's going to be okay, right?
It's not like nobody's going to check in on him. He is in the hospital.
Why don't you just go all day and come back in the morning?
Yeah.
Hello?
Well, to be there. You want to be there for your person.
I know, but
always.
It's okay if you have to leave during sleep hours. Because as my friend who's a nurse just texted in, the nurses don't want them there either. Like, the staff is probably like, yo, both of you get out.
It does make it harder when you've got somebody hovering going like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing now? And what are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah. And if they're not even married yet, if she's just a fiance,
ooh.
I don't know if she has that pull yet.
Ooh.
And you know what? Somebody else texted in. They're both being jerks because there's plenty of qualified nursing staff and support staff in the hospital. It's not necessary for any family member to even spend the night unless it's a small child. So they're saying the nurses don't want you there anyway. Get the hell out.
Dang.
I get it.
Dang.
What goes down on the night shift, ladies?
For real, though. Oh, my God. I see the night nurses are out here reckless.
They're like, y'all, get out.
Get out.
It's our turn.
Bye.
Yep. They're kicking everybody out regardless, so stop arguing about it.
Thanks. Amanda.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, wait.
Have a good one.
Hey, Amanda.
Yeah.
Did you go trick-or-treating in Waukesha last night?
We made a hot lap around our subdivision, and even my kids were like, yeah, nope, we're done.
I can't believe anybody went. I'm still in shock. But, hey, I'm glad you got out. Thanks for calling, Amanda.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Santino is last but not least, and so we'll get his opinion, see what he thinks. Santino!
What's the word?
Hey, good morning, good morning.
I have no idea which way you're going on this because you're the tiebreaker. Well, actually, you're not the tiebreaker. They both said jerk.
Hey, did you bring your broom, though?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, I did. I did bring my broom. My youngest boy, my 10-year-old, said, oh, she's a big jerk.
Ooh. Clean sweep today. Why do you say jerk?
Well, first off, you can't take a man from his mom like that. I mean, I'm a mama's boy.
Yeah.
Rest her soul.
Mm-hmm.
If she wanted to be there, I had a major surgery. I was in the hospital for a month. My mom flew up and took care of me.
Wow.
I mean, give her the honor of taking care of her baby. That's her baby. Like, don't try to me, you're trying to come in between that relationship. You're going to lose.
Wait, Santino, how did your wife feel when your mom came? Was she relieved?
No, we weren't together at that point.
She came when you weren't with your wife. I got it. Then, because I was like thinking, well, if you did call your mom, how did your wife take that? Since we're talking about this,
true.
My wife would have been like, "Thank you, Jesus, give me a break from that man.
Somebody else can deal with him." Oh God, I'm going to the bathroom.
I'm going
to take a hot shower. I'm going to the spa.
Right?
Bye, bye.
She'd be buying us dinner every night. She'd be doing everything to keep us together.
Santino's wife would be like, "Do you want to stay another night? You can.
Right?
You're more than welcome, Mama."
She's like, you know, the Bachelor on tonight. Do you want to stay another night, Mom? Because I got to go home and watch my show. People are texting in, mostly jerks. They say jerk. Both are jerks. They should have figured this out beforehand. Jerk, maybe the mother-in-law's there to support her, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a team, not against each other.
Well, that's a way to look at it and probably the best way to spin it. Mm-hmm. Or else somebody's going to feel some type of way, y'all.
Mm-hmm. And then somebody else said, jerk, Mom was there first and she won't be around forever.
And that is sweet, but my thing is, take shifts. Like, the mom can give you a break so you can decompress and relax and take a load off and do some things you got to do so you're not worrying so much.
Right. I mean,
that's what a mom does. If it was her child, she would want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Let her take some of that pressure and stress off of you, too. Yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Sweet, though.
We feel our kids' pain anyway, so we might as well be there since we're already thinking about it.
For real. Santino.
Right. For 9 months, why not?
Mm-hmm. Clean sweep. Thanks, Santino.
All right, later.
Bye.
Later, fam.
Clean sweep. She needs to let the mother-in-law come.
I mean, we didn't decide it. Y'all did. Clean sweep jerk today.
All right.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.